Naps are a blessing, aren't they?
They're a glorious thing. They can re-energize you, make you feel like a new person.
How did a nap get you in trouble? Here's our setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking a nap during work and then winding up sleeping through your shift.
Oopsies.
You're doing okay.
Oopsies, oopsie daisies. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, this is Brooke. She posted this little video. It's like a 20-second video on TikTok, and it went viral. I'll let her explain what happened.
I usually take naps at work on my lunch break, and I set an alarm. And today I set an alarm. I guess I turned it off because I woke up like 2 hours later.
Oh, no.
And my shift is over.
Oh, no.
It was a good nap, though. I'm going back home to finish that nap.
Yeah. She's like, it was a good nap.
I'm gonna dive back in.
It was a good nap, though.
It was good. It felt good.
I liked it. I mean, it was good. It was good.
Probably has more time to nap now. She probably fired.
Now, actually, the good news in all that is that she was able to use PTO, paid time off.
Oh, great. They didn't fire her?
And cover the missing hours. That's
great.
So she explained it to her manager. And her manager was like, yeah, just submit for PTO. I'll accept it and you'll be fine.
You know what? Whatever you do on your lunch hour, I think it's genius use of her time.
Yeah.
Eat fast, sleep.
Yeah, I was going to say, if she's got an hour lunch break, an hour for lunch, she just goes out to the car, sets a little alarm on her phone, and takes a little power nap. It was this time that she overslept or she just hit the snooze or hit it off and just kept
that was her undoing.
And then just woke up couple hours later and was like,
time to clock out. All right, let's go home.
Go
back to bed.
Shift is now over. I guess the good news in all of that is that she didn't get fired.
Yeah. I was just automatically assuming fired.
Yeah, there were a lot of people in the comments that that were like, get fired. And then, she then explained, no, I was able to, my manager was understanding, was able to use PTO.
That's great. I mean, that's a win-win. That's not a setting the bar at all.
Uh-huh.
That's a feel-good right there.
So when did a nap get you in trouble? When did oversleeping get you in trouble? I want to hear those stories. When I first began in radio, I worked the overnight shift.
Oof.
So that was like midnight to 6 in the morning.
That's a tough one to get used to.
Or midnight to 5:30 in the morning, depending on the day. And back then, everything right now is kind of automated. And so the songs we play are wave files. And so it's on the screen.
Was this back when you had to play like CDs?
We had CDs. Yeah. So we had CDs we had to load each individual song.
You got to do something every 3 minutes.
Yeah, into a CD player. And so, this is overnight. And everything's good between like midnight and 2, but then that period of time between like 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning,
hard to get sleep.
Phone calls they are non-existent basically,
right.
And it's just basically like third shift workers that are listening to you.
Uh huh.
And so I remember, waking up, like lifting my head up off the control board.
Oh God!
And looking and seeing all of the flashing, blinking lights of the CD players blinking because nothing was playing.
Right.
And
song ran out.
There were alarms going off in the hallway.
Didn't hear that?
No, because I'm in the studio and it's a soundproof studio.
Wow.
And there's no one else in the building to alert me.
Weren't on fire.
I know, exactly.
Sounds like you wouldn't have heard that either.
So I think I probably overslept for about 30 minutes.
Oh,
and so
and
so all I did, I just
put a CD in.
No, I didn't even put a CD in. I just restarted the song that was off.
So I'm just gonna hear that again.
Yeah, we're just gonna play Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way again.
Wow.
I rubbed my eyes. Didn't speak to anyone about it.
Boss never found out. The alarm didn't trigger anybody's phone.
No, I guess not.
No one got alerted.
No one got alerted. It was just an in the building sort of thing. It was back, the engineer wasn't called or anything like that.
Nowadays the engineer's called.
Oh yeah. Everything is digital, and people know, and there's digital footprint of everything that's on the air and every time that we're on and off the air and all that stuff. But yeah, that was probably my most I guess I didn't get in trouble, but
did you miss commercials?
Could have gotten in trouble.
Did they have the commercials on like those 8-track looking tapes?
No, no. Actually, commercials. Well, see, that would have been my digital undoing had I missed a commercial stop set, because the commercials were digital. They were on a digital screen that I played off of our computer, but.
They do know when those miss, because that's
those
money.
Air. So I was able to play that song, and then I was a little late for that like commercial break during the hour, but I didn't miss it. So so I was able to play it and still get it in that hour. But yeah.
Oh wow! and then it's that pit in your stomach.
Yeah.
That rush of adrenaline, like oh my gosh, when you wake up. That's fun.
Scarlett texted in and said, I fell asleep in class one day. My teacher just let me sleep, and I woke up in the middle of one of their other classes.
Oh, no, no, no.
And everybody was just staring at me.
Oh, my gosh.
Picked up my books and went on to my next class, drooling all.
And nobody thought to say, hey, class is over.
Class is over. No, they just let her sleep. And so they left. Wow. And the next class comes in. Like, well, I guess this lady's sitting in my seat, so I'm going to have to sit in another place.
Oh. Wow.
That's funny.
That's great.
If you've got any other stories, love to hear them. When did a nap or oversleeping get you into trouble? 502-795-1997.